Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Improve Reading Comprehension by Andrew Williams is a short self-help and study skills guide that presents a structured 10-step program aimed at helping readers understand text more clearly and efficiently. Positioned for students and other busy readers, the book focuses on practical habits that can be applied immediately to everyday reading, from textbooks and class notes to professional materials. Its core promise is that many people still read using early, school-taught habits that do not scale well when the volume and difficulty of reading increase. Williams frames comprehension as a skill set that can be improved through deliberate practice and better awareness of how attention, purpose, and technique affect understanding. Alongside comprehension, the book also connects to speed reading in a cautious, skills-first way, suggesting that better technique can support faster reading without sacrificing meaning. The overall tone is motivational and action-oriented, consistent with the author's broader personal development focus. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a step-by-step program for building comprehension skills. A defining feature of the book is its promise of a 10-step program rather than a loose collection of tips. That structure matters because comprehension problems are often multi-causal. Readers may struggle due to weak focus, unclear goals, inefficient pacing, or a passive approach to processing information. By organizing improvement into sequential steps, the book encourages readers to treat comprehension as a trainable process. The program format also supports self-diagnosis. If a reader routinely gets lost, forgets what they have read, or finishes pages without being able to summarize them, the book's stepwise approach implies there are specific behaviors to adjust rather than an innate limitation to accept. The emphasis is practical: implement a step, observe results, and build consistency. This makes the guide especially suitable for readers who feel overwhelmed by large study loads and want a straightforward method to follow. Even when the advice is introductory, the program framing can help readers convert motivation into repeatable habits. Secondly, moving beyond early reading habits that limit understanding, Williams argues that many adults read much the same way they learned in early schooling, which can become a bottleneck as texts become denser and time becomes scarce. The book's central reframing is that effective reading is not simply decoding words in order. It is an active skill involving attention management, purposeful scanning, and intentional meaning-making. When readers rely on slow, linear habits without a plan, they may overfocus on individual sentences, miss the main idea, and fail to integrate information across paragraphs. The book, therefore, pushes readers to become more strategic and conscious of their reading process. The takeaway is not that foundational skills are wrong, but that they are incomplete for higher workloads such as exams, research assignments, or professional development. By treating reading as a performance skill that can be refined, the book invites readers to challenge the assumption that comprehension equals time spent. This theme helps explain why the guide resonates with students, teachers, and parents looking for a clearer way to articulate better reading practices. Thirdly, active engagement to improve retention and recall. Beyond understanding in the moment, the book connects comprehension to retention, reflecting the common experience of finishing a chapter and remembering little. Its approach encourages active engagement with material so that reading becomes a form of learning rather than exposure. In practice, this means reading with intention and staying mentally present instead of passively moving the eyes across the page. The emphasis on action aligns with the author's motivational tone, pushing readers to apply techniques rather than collecting advice. For students, this engagement mindset supports tighter study schedules because comprehension that sticks reduces rereading and last-minute cramming. For educators and parents, it offers a framework to teach reading as a set of behaviors that can be practiced, not merely tested. While the book is not positioned as an academic textbook, it repeatedly aims at the practical outcomes readers care about: being able to explain what was read, connect ideas, and use information later. This focus on usable recall is a major bridge between comprehension skills and real-world performance. Fourthly, balancing speed reading with real comprehension. A recurring appeal of the book is its relationship to speed reading, but it frames speed as meaningful only when paired with understanding. Many readers attempt to read faster and then discover their comprehension drops, leading to frustration and abandonment of the effort. Williams addresses this tension by suggesting that increased speed can coexist with better comprehension when readers adopt more effective techniques and reduce inefficient behaviors. The underlying idea is that comprehension is not always improved by slowing down. In some cases, pacing that is too slow can encourage distraction, wandering attention, and loss of the thread of the argument. By emphasizing technique and focus, the book positions speed improvements as a byproduct of reading more efficiently rather than forcing faster eye movement alone. Readers who want a gentle introduction to speed reading concepts without the promise of unrealistic transformations may find this approach more credible. The book's practical orientation keeps the goal aligned with real outcomes, understanding more, and finishing required reading with less wasted effort. Lastly, a motivational self-improvement lens for consistent practice. Improved reading comprehension is also shaped by the author's broader personal development orientation. The book does not treat reading as a purely technical problem. It emphasizes taking action, practicing consistently, and pushing beyond comfort zones. This matters because comprehension gains often come from repetition and self-monitoring, not from a single trick. The motivational layer can help readers who know they should read more effectively, but struggle to apply changes over time. Instead of presenting reading improvement as a one-time fix, the book frames it as an ongoing process of skill building. That stance can be useful for students who need to sustain study habits across a semester, or professionals who want to keep learning without burning out. It can also support teachers and parents who want to encourage a growth mindset around literacy, while readers seeking deep academic theory may find the tone more general. The action-focused perspective is consistent with the book's purpose to deliver approachable guidance that nudges readers into practice and builds confidence through small, repeatable improvements. In conclusion, this book is best suited to students facing heavy reading demands, educators looking for simple ways to discuss better reading behaviors, and adult learners who feel their comprehension and pace have not kept up with modern workloads. Its main practical benefit is clarity. It frames reading comprehension as a process that can be improved through deliberate, repeatable habits rather than as a fixed trait. The 10-step program concept supports disciplined application, which is often what readers need more than another list of generic study hacks. Readers can also benefit from the way the book links comprehension to retention and performance, reinforcing that understanding is only valuable when it can be recalled and used. Compared with more technical or research-heavy reading manuals, Williams's guide stands out for being short, approachable, and motivational, with an emphasis on action and personal development. It also occupies a middle ground between comprehension and speed reading, promoting efficiency while still prioritizing meaning. As a result, it functions well as an introductory resource or a reset for readers who know they can do better but want a straightforward structure to follow. Readers who already have advanced methods may find it basic, but beginners and busy students may find the simplicity to be the point. If you would like to support Andrew Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.